From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Molly Burke reports in the Times Union that former U.S. Representative Liz Cheney's new book was released on December 5th, included pointing criticisms of local Representative Elise Stefanik. Cheney's Oath and Honor, a Memoir and a Warning, says Stefanik was once a, and I quote, reasonable and thoughtful, end quote, member of Congress, but that, and I quote, she had undergone a dramatic transition into a Trump sycophant over the past 18 months. There was no longer any difference between her and members like Matt Gaetz, end quote. And Cheney mentions a conversation she had with Stefanik after a Donald Trump impeachment vote. Cheney wrote, and I quote, Stefanik told me that because of my vote to impeach, people were writing letters to the editors of her local papers criticizing her and asking why she hadn't taken the same principled stand I had. That seemed less my problem than hers. Many of us who had known Elise since before she abandoned all principle were curious how she had lost her sense of right and wrong, end quote. Alex DeGrasse, a spokesperson for Stefanik, said, and I quote, literally no one in upstate New York or the North Country cares what the Pelosi puppet Liz Cheney has to write or say. Not then, not now, not ever. She is a deeply troubled, psychologically sick person. Good riddance, end quote. Cheney is a longtime conservative who rarely shared an opinion with Democrat Nancy Pelosi. Stefanik represents New York's 21st Congressional District, including Rensselaer County. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Diana Pinero Zucker reports in the Daily Freeman that animals found in, and I quote, somewhat deplorable conditions, end quote, is the latest problem at the long-closed Friar Tuck Resort property on State Route 32 in Catskill. A wounded donkey was removed from the property and someone working there was arrested, authorities announced on December 5th. State Trooper Steve Neville said, and I quote, farm animals were discovered without enough feed and in somewhat deplorable conditions. No animals were physically abused, nor did they appear to be malnourished, end quote. Employee Lee Beng-Wing, 57, of Elmhurst, was charged with 5 misdemeanor counts of torturing or injuring animals, failure to provide sustenance. There were, and I quote, a variety of goats, end quote, chickens, a peacock, a turkey, and a donkey on the property. The town of Catskill has been working to clean up the former resort property for at least 10 years. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. News 10 Albany reports that Kinderhook's leaders and history buffs gathered at the gravesite of former U.S. President Martin Van Buren on what would have been his 241st birthday on December 5th. Van Buren, the 8th President of the United States, was born in Kinderhook in the late 1700s and returned to the town after he was president. Van Buren was president from 1837 to 1841, after serving previously as Andrew Jackson's vice president. He was also New York's attorney general, senator, and governor. Read more about this story at News 10. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.